We're back, honeys. Welcome to the third season of I Hate Talking About Myself. On this podcast, we have your favorite stars from Netflix series and films interview themselves. We write the questions, and then our guests select them from our classy glass fishbowl. In this episode, we have writer, director, and showrunner Justin Simeon. Justin created the show Dear White People, which is about to enter its fourth and final season. He's also going to reveal his connection to Beyoncé and what he bought in Italy as his first extravagant purchase.
I'm Justin Simeon. I am creator of the show Dear White People. And despite what you may think, I really hate talking about myself. So I'm going to dig into this bowl and answer whatever question comes out. That seems like a logical thing to do for an introvert. Let's see. Who was the first famous person you met? Were you awkward? Who was the first famous person? Okay, yeah, I was super awkward. I kind of met Beyoncé and Kelly Rowland when I was in high school because they attended my high school like the year before I got there. And so it was high school for the performing and visual arts in Houston, Texas, H-Town. And so they would come back from time to time. And this is right when they were like, when No was like really blowing up. And yes, I was extremely awkward. I didn't say anything. I think I just stared at them for a little bit. It was like, ooh, they famous, y'all. And then like walked away and told everyone that like we were the best of friends and went to the same high school naturally. But yeah, that's me. I'm always awkward. So that's how that went. What is your worst fashion mistake? Okay, this is a fun one. So when I first started going to the clubs, okay, back in Houston, Texas, where I was a young black gay, I made the faux pas of wearing open, don't laugh, everyone in the room. I made the faux pas of wearing like, you know, those open-toed like sandals that like have straps over your feet that you wear when you're a retired, 70-year-old in Florida specifically. I wore that to a gay black club in Houston, Texas. And, I never thought I would show my face again. Everyone had a quip, okay? Everybody in the room has something to say about these shoes. I didn't know, all right? I was like a baba's boy. I was sheltered. I didn't know what the fashions were, all right? So hopefully I'm making up for it in my older age. If you were able to eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Oh, Jesus. Okay. You know what? This one's kind of easy. It would be a cheeseburger. I like am always in the mood for one. It has your protein, your vegetable, your starch. That's what I want, guys. So take that bowl of questions. Didn't stump me. Let's see. Here's the next one. What's the last picture you took on your phone? Okay. Let's see. Oh, my answers are so boring. It was a location scout photo for Dear White People. Oh my God. I took a picture of like a tree with some buildings behind it. That's the last thing I took on my phone. But I'll say the last fun thing I took on my phone was a picture of me and my cat because it's literally all I do is obsess over my cats when I'm not working. What's a relationship deal breaker for you? Ooh, boy, we're going to get deep today, huh? You know what? It would be like, first of all, I've been in a long-term relationship for 4 years. So, and a lot of things that I thought might be deal breakers before just aren't when you really love a person. But I would have to say like an unwillingness to make it work, I think is the deal breaker. Because what are you going to do with that? You know, you're going to hit one little snag and it's over. So that's my deal breaker. Okay, here we go. I want y'all to hit me with something controversial. Let's get into it. Come on, bowl. Give me some. Now that I'm talking, I want to say some stuff. Okay. Ooh. What about the future excites you? Boy, I think we have a lot of opportunity right now. I think that like there's a lot of cultural changes happening. It almost feels like the 60s, but on crack and times the internet. And, I think there's a lot of cultural swings that are scary sometimes right now, but there's a lot that are really positive and are happening a lot faster than I ever thought. And so I kind of have to be excited about the good scenario because the other one is very scary. And the other thing I'm excited about is I made a feature film called Bad Hair. It's my second feature film and it's coming out at some point this year. It's about a killer weave. Get into it. And that's all I'll say for now. What are the most recently used emojis on your phone and why? Okay, now we get into the scandalous stuff, Bowl. All right, let's see. Most recent emojis. Let me just go to my little situation and see what I've been using. Okay. Well, okay. I use a lot of praise hands, obviously. You know, that is sort of like the black internet way of saying, yeah. So there's a lot of praise hands up in here. A lot of kissy faces to my boyfriend. There's a goat up in here for greatest of all time. The one that I'm just going to admit to you guys that's in my recent, it's the poop character. It's the toilet paper roll and it is the toilet bowl emojis. I use those three in succession to explain to someone why I couldn't, be there. I believe I was on set. I'm gonna let y'all do the math, but I believe I was on set and somebody was like, hey, where are you? I was like, listen, I'm not gonna type it all the way out. I'm gonna send these cute pictures so that you're aware of what's happening right now. Okay, you need to give me five. What was your first extravagant purchase? I think it was a Gucci coat. I bought it after the first season of Dear White People when I, you know, had money enough to pay like rent and buy extra things as well. And I was in Italy and you know what? I was raised Catholic also. So like I felt like all of the guilt like surround my body. But I was just like, yo, I'm in Italy and I have the money and it's cute, guys. And my whole life, you know, going to the mall was just like, we ain't paying $30 for jeans. This is me and my mom talking. So like, I never got to get the thing I really just wanted. And so I got it, guys. It happened. Commercialism. Okay. All right. How do you define art? I think art is any attempt to sort of take the chaos of the human experience and to put it into terms that allows us to digest it or understand it in some way. That's a good question, Bull. Okay, this is a good one. This is a good one to add. What was your first job? So my first job was actually, I was a mover for the Houston Community College. And my mom was a counselor there. And I can't describe how horrible a fit that was. Like, I'm this chubby kid who, like, lives to stay indoors and play Mortal Kombat at this particular time in my life. And now I'm surrounded by, like, if I'm going to be really honest with all of us in this room, just the few of us listening to this, is I was surrounded by like some super pervy dudes who were like well into their 40s. And, you know, it was just an interesting bachelor kind of culture up in there. And here I am, homosexual, black, and preferring to be home playing video games, running around a college, picking up computer parts and dumping them into dumpsters. I don't know if my mom was trying to make a man out of me or what, but it paid like $14 an hour. So, you know, I thought that was cute. And I was able to get some Nintendo 64 games, guys. Am I showing my age? Good.
So, Justin, were you more Mario Kart or Legends of Zelda? I only played this amazing PlayStation game called Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's Magical Mystery Mall. Did you like that one? That's all for this week's episode. We've got more stars coming up, and we have plenty more from our last two seasons. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an interview. And if you just can't wait, go back and listen to what we've already got, babe. I Hate Talking About Myself is produced by Pineapple Street Studios and Netflix. Our music is by Hansdale Sue, and I'm your host, Catherine Cohen. Signing off.
Boy, give me something.